Good morning. My blog for today is called Air Pollution. Here in New Zealand, we don't really have much cause to think of the air pollution. Nothing like what I've experienced in cities that I've visited when on my overseas trips anyway. However, it is here, and I discovered that when I was looking through our stuff to see what it was that I could report on here in my blog. I do apologise for my ignorance, because as to my dismay, I discovered that 30 to 40 deaths are being recorded every year just in the Timaru district alone, primarily caused through suffering from air pollution. Well, that made me stop and take notice. That's a lot of deaths in a small community in the relatively green South Island that hosts beautiful mountains with snow-capped peaks in the winter. But it is the winter time that the air pollution is the worst. We here in New Zealand love our open fires, but guess what? It is these that are the culprit behind the poisoned air in Timaru. And I quote, "We know from ECAN that domestic fires are the main culprit for Timaru's air pollution." And what is ECAN? It is translated as Environment Canterbury, ECAN, who this year have adopted a new Canterbury Air Plan, which advises that Timaru have no more than 3 high pollution days a year. Until today, and it is the third week of April 2017, they have had 26 of them so far. What on earth does high pollution days mean? There are several reasons we suffer in 2017 from air pollution. No matter whether you live in the city or in the farming communities, air pollution is abundant as various sources create their own soup of gases and particles that are toxic, mixing in the air that you and I breathe. Cities are plagued by fumes emitted by people and vehicles on the ground, out in the waters, as well as in the air. Ploughing creates dust. Driving on dirt roads creates dust. Fires of any size create havoc with our breathing apparatus, not to mention the smokers. In the United States, the Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA, checks the Air Quality Index, the AQI, on a regular basis and gives out reports to the public through their systems to warn people about their high pollution days. They advise their people to not venture out into the outside air on days when the pollution is being reported as up high. School and work cannot really be avoided. However, outside activities can be curtailed if need be. Let's face it, whenever you choose outside to take exercise or even just to sit, keep up with the gardens, then you breathe faster. And once you start breathing fast, then you are more at risk of inhaling the poisons out of the air right at that time. Early morning or after sunset would be the best times to do these activities if you really must do them. In the United States, their pollution problems are astronomical during their heat waves of the summer months. Here in Timaru, they suffer during the winter months when everyone wants to sit in front of their warm and cosy fires. Those with chest diseases, as well as children, suffer more than most. It's the burning eyes that get me. Gosh, I lived in Los Altos, 40 miles south of San Francisco, for a year when I was young, and I never did beat those burning eyes, not realizing that it was being caused by air pollution. My family didn't think to warn me as they were so used to it, and of course when you live amongst it like that, you automatically assume the whole world is like it. When I was 16, no such thing existed here in New Zealand, I can assure you. To families with sufferers, the costs of medication that soon runs out of its effectiveness when taken over a long period of time, absences from school, calling ambulances when the coughing becomes life-threatening, all these things bring about stress upon parents and children whose nerve defence systems are already stretched beyond the limit of human capabilities. Once bandied about, ideas came from the community suggesting ways to bring down that high level of high pollution days that Timaru is experiencing now in 2017. Something that can be done to help prevent the ongoing problem is to consider walking to work rather than using your car. Another idea was that families think twice before using their open air fire. Smokers could cut down how many they smoke a day. All of these little things can contribute greatly to saving one more life in Timaru. But then that's how life happens. Thanks for reading my blog. Please comment below and share my link. And this is Debbie Nicholson.